This is a CKTZ News Update. Aaron McCulligary has been at the helm of the Cortez Island Waste Management Center since the start of 2023. After working at the facility for several years, he took over from long-serving manager Brian Feifel, who retired at the end of 2022. The Waste Management Center handles anything that can be recycled, according to the provincial Recycle BC guidelines. It's also responsible for transferring solid waste off of Cortez Island, as there is no landfill. McCulligary says things are running smoothly, but he has concerns about the summer season when the island's population triples beyond its 1,000 year-round residents. It's been about 100 days, Aaron, since you took over. I guess it was the beginning of 2023. How's it been going for you?
Seems to be running smoothly.
All right. And have you had to change any procedures or systems, or how are things functioning at the moment?
I think most everything is functioning the same as it always has, except for the change in the free store hours.
Okay. And you had great mentorship in terms of learning the job, I understand.
This place, Brian Feifel, the manager before me, really did a great job of sorting out the systems and how to get this place to run smoothly, and that's how I plan to do it.
And is there much involved with the job in terms of educating the public about what works to be recycled, what doesn't, and trying to continually remind people?
We have flyers. We have pamphlets that explain all that. You can also go online. I guess apart from the flyers and pamphlets, that's about all we really have, apart from just questions and interacting directly.
Now, what was it that allowed now for both the free store and the recycling center, which are on the same property, to be open once again on the same days?
That's basically due to COVID restrictions being to the point that the regional district left the decision in my lap to say if it was going to be open during the same hours as us. And because of the feedback I got from public, it seemed very obvious that most people wanted it to be open during the same time, just for convenience of less trips to the facility.
Yeah, indeed. Now, as we are in the spring, of course, the island's population can even triple once the busy summer comes along. What are your biggest challenges as we ramp up for the summer season?
As far as the free store is concerned, we're going to change the hours back to Monday and Wednesdays, starting at the end of May.
So just because of traffic?
Just because of traffic. Yeah, it gets way too crazy in here. There's not really enough room for all the cars. And people coming and going from the free store, combined with all the extra traffic just coming to do garbage and recycling, it just overwhelms this place. And it makes it not even safe sometimes. You've got lots of kids coming and running around and dogs and what should stay in their cars. But just for safety more than anything, we decided to split it up so that during those busy months, the free store is open at a different time.
Okay. And any other challenges as the population increases? How about just waste removal? For example, the stuff, the solid waste that has to be shipped off the island. We don't have a landfill on Cortez.
No, we don't. So we're actually a transfer station. We don't leave anything here. Everything that comes here leaves. On in bins and on trucks. And let's see, the truck driver mentioned to me that he was curious as to why the food trucks get priority loading on the ferry, yet the waste does not.
And it's equally critical.
If not more.
Yeah, just for the functioning of the... What could happen if waste backs up at the recycling center?
Let's say trucks couldn't get to us to remove the bins that are full, at that point, waste would end up being piled on the ground, and then animals would get in it, and it would fester and create potentially biohazardous situations, and along with stank and visually ugly, and just not the way we want to run this. At a certain point, we would have to close the facility.
Who would you lobby? Is it the Comox Valley Regional District that you're under the tutelage of? Or who would you lobby to say to ensure that those trucks are able to get to and off the island?
I'm not sure which entity is directly responsible for that. It could be, in the end, it could be a BC Ferries. It could be a regional district. My contract is with the Comox Valley Regional District, but our regional director, Mark Wanish, is with the Strathcona Regional District. So there are different divisions of regional, of municipal governments dealing with different aspects of this place. So I'm not positive who gets to make that call when it comes to priority loading involving the ferries.
But you'd like to see it happen.
I think it would make more sense. We have had the truck drivers get overloaded and have to miss picking up bins in the summer. And even in the summer when it's busy, our bins fill so quickly that one trip not coming here makes a huge difference. It would make the difference of garbage being put on the ground instead of in bins or not.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.